You've always said you like afternoon games. The first period for you and your hockey club, some of the guys said that they didn't think it went that well, but it was a good thing that you were on time today.
Yeah, you know, something about those afternoon games just suits me. I like waking up and having no downtime. Then I feel very energized, not really skating in the morning, not doing much, and come to the rink, and I'm just excited to play.
Tell me about that first power play that they had and the grade A scoring chances that you were able to stop.
Hey, you know, we prepared the right way, you know, kind of saw what was going to happen, and you know, it's always nice to get a lucky save here and there too, so I'm going to say a little bit of luck, and then the guys kind of channeled it for me, so I was able to read the play well.
Your coach said after the last game he feels that the goaltending is trending in the right direction. What's gone into that for you personally?
Well, I relaxed a bit. I was gripping it a bit tight, and I got a lot better at my foundation over the summer, so what I'm used to feeling, I'm not really feeling it anymore because I can go do so much more. And so I started to fight a little bit harder for it, and now I kind of relax and just let things kind of sink into place, and it really helped me find my groove.
You always say that, you know, like boring hockey is good hockey for a goaltender. Do you feel like you'd maybe been a little bit too dynamic, moving a little bit too much before this?
No, I think I was just, you know, I was gripping a little too tight and trying to do a little too much with it instead of letting the game come to me. I was kind of trying to do more and trying to go after it when really I just need to relax and read the play.
Connor, you had that one play in the third where you looked like you were shaken up a bit. Was that when you took off the shoulder? And is that a equipment issue more than anything?
Yeah, I caught that right in the ribs, actually. And there's no equipment between me and the puck, so that one hurt pretty bad. I guess that's all I'll say about it.
Just took a few minutes to get your wind back, I guess?
Oh, yeah. I mean, want me to shoot a puck at your ribs? I don't think so. It hurts pretty bad, so I just need a second.
Can you get a backdoor stop like that off Simmons early and get a little extra feeling like it can be a good day? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you get an early big save like that, you can kind of use that as some momentum, and I think the team used it as well.